Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Mother Teresa said, if you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. My guest today would do that if his capacity was to feed one. But the Lord has blessed him with much more. And he's giving much more to as many as he can. At a time when most people would rest on their laurels, Kevin Asano expanded his platform to influence others following his Olympic success. Today, we have a chance to discover what motivated him to create ways to serve more people, and for us to learn about the impact it has had on the lives of people and families and society at large. As we begin our show, as we typically do, we want to remind you that the heart of the show, the heart of the Good Life Hawaii radio broadcast, is to remind you about God's love for you, and that Jesus cares, and that he knows what you go through, the challenges you face at this very moment. And not only does he care, but he's here to strengthen you, to help you through, to give you guidance, direction, and encouragement. And today we have, as part of a series with our special guest, a time with a man by the name of Kevin Asano. As part of our introduction today, let's take a listen to this piece and get you a little bit more acquainted with our guest today.
Hawaii Sports Hall of Fame, San Jose State University Sports Hall of Fame, U.S. Judo Association Hall of Fame, 1988 Olympic silver medalists, businessman, husband, father, friend, coach, author, speaker, mentor, one dream, one chance, one moment. Eighteen years of trials, triumphs, and tears came down to a final instant for Kevin Asano. It ended as a man competing for gold in Seoul, Korea. Kevin embraced the elation of winning while being mercilessly taunted by doubts and disappointments. Yet always, he was certain it was his destiny. He was compelled beyond himself to step onto the mat. Born in Honolulu, Hawaii, his journey began as a seven-year-old boy in a judo dojo in Okinawa. His father called him Tiger because of his fighting spirit. One day during the summer of 1976, his father lit the torch of a dream.
Kevin, one day, you can be the first judo player from the United States to win a gold medal at the Olympics.
The dream grew, and Kevin Asano worked at it.
If my dad believes in me,
young Asano thought,
maybe it's possible.
Each time he stepped onto the judo mat, he was stepping onto a road of a better life, a road of hope and success. Though he was small in stature, he won state wrestling championships and won the high school national competition as a freshman, training 6 days a week, often twice a day in Japan. Judo was consuming, hot, humid, and humiliating. Following success at San Jose State University, he trained again, more intensely in Japan, with the best athletes. In 1984, he failed to make the Olympic team. But when most people would call it quits, he faced his doubts and disappointments and courageously stepped out for another 4 years of vigorous training. Finally, Kevin's childhood dream of competing in the world's most prestigious sporting event was staring him in the face. Thousands packed the international arena. His moment had come. He became the only person from Hawaii to medal in Olympic judo and one of three silver medalists ever produced by the United States of America. A winning attitude, overcoming odds, perseverance, courage, faith, sacrifice, honesty, integrity, character, teamwork. What is your dream? Are you pursuing it? You can get there. Like Kevin Asano, you too can realize your dream. It starts with you. It begins today. When you face your moment, your dream, your chance, there is only one question. Will you step onto your mat? And now, please welcome Hawaii's Olympic judo champion, Kevin Asano.
Well, indeed, we welcome Kevin Asano into our studio today. Kevin, welcome to our show.
Hi, Danny. It's good, so good to be here today.
And, you know, it's sometimes we need to expand our time. So we create, you know, multiple shows for people because of the breadth and depth of what you have to share out of your life. And I think that's where the power comes from in really connecting and bringing people hope. God's hope is through our lives and today through your life. Now, you're a 6-degree black belt in judo. You've had so many accomplishments, so many medals, so much recognition. And even now, you're not only doing that, you're writing. You've written in judo publications. You've had editorial contributions, both not only in writing books, like your book Step Onto the Mat, your autobiography, but even technical things that you've written in relation to coaching. And then now you're serving as the president of Hawaii Judo. And you're a co-owner of Pacific Wealth Strategies, co-founder of Personal Transformation International, your nonprofit organization. You're married to Mari, and you got 4 children, Pearl City grad, and you also graduated with distinction from San Jose State. Kevin, as we move today in this next part of the series, this series that we're calling Life Lessons on the Journey to Success. This segment, I wanted to title it Insights on Taking Off from the Top. And you reached your Olympic apex, the pinnacle, the glory. But sometimes people, we could just kind of get stuck there. But you have gone on. I kind of want to just jump into it by mentioning you got 3 girls, 1 boy.
Yes.
Is there a connection? You traveled a lot, right, during your time when you were competing. Traveled around the world, you would visit various places, but you made a visit to a Shriners hospital years ago that has some connection with one of your dear children. Tell us about that.
Well, it was about 22 years ago. I had just completed the Olympics in 1988, and I was selected by the U.S. Olympic Committee as the outstanding judo player of the year, and I went to Portland, Oregon, to receive the award. And as I was there, they invited all the Olympians to go to the Shriners Hospital, and so I went. And I was a little nervous, not knowing what to expect. There were a whole bunch of kids there. I immediately walked over to one boy. His name was Johnny, and he was probably about 9 or 10 years old. And we started to engage our conversation, and we would talk. But after a while, he would just kind of space out. I would ask him a question, and he would take a few seconds to answer. And then after a while, it would get uncomfortable where I'd ask him a question, and he wouldn't answer me. One particular time, I said, "Hey, Johnny, what are you thinking about right now?" Because he hadn't answered me, and he just didn't answer me. And he slowly turned, looked right into my eyes, and he said to me, "Sometimes it really hurts." And that just reverberated throughout my whole being. Here's this young kid, 9, 10 years old, telling me that his life hurts. And seeing that he was in a wheelchair, probably knowing that the feel that probably for the rest of his life he would be in a wheelchair or maybe on some kind of crutches, not really being able to walk and not being able to do a lot what the other kids would be able to do. And so my heart broke, and at that time all I could do was give him a prayer. I wish I could have said, "You're going to be okay." And as I walked out of that hospital, instead of feeling uplifted, I was down. Knowing that there's a child that is going to go through all of these things for the rest of his life. And that had carried on with me for the next 18 years. Just through, you know, through all the years, all the different experiences I had. And 18 years later, we got a call. We were actually in the foster care program. We already had 3 children, 3 beautiful young girls. And we got a call from the state saying that there was an emergency foster care need, and a child that was just born, he was exposed to drugs in his mother's womb, and they needed someone to foster. I was actually away on a business trip. My wife called, and she asked me if we wanted to take the child. I said, "Sure, we can take the child." And she went down to the hospital with our children, brought this little 3-day-old baby home, and I wasn't there to see it, but my wife said that as he was there lying in his crib, he was convulsing, shaking from the withdrawals from the drugs that were in his body. And went through a process of a year. They terminated the mother's right of visitation, and after maybe about a year and a half, they asked us if we wanted to adopt this young boy. And the first thought in my mind is, I don't know if I want to adopt this child. We already have 3 young, beautiful girls, healthy girls, mm-hmm. and the thought of bringing in another child and being exposed to drugs, we don't know what the effects would be, and it could disrupt our family life, make it difficult on our family. But of course, by that time, my wife said there's really no option. She wanted to have the baby. But for myself, I had to think about it, and it took me back to Johnny, 19 years earlier, realizing I couldn't do anything for this kid. Could I have done anything? And there was nothing that I could have done. But here's a child right in our laps that God had placed in our home. Mm-hmm. And the question is, Kevin, what are you going to do with this child? And at that point, I realized it's not about me. It's not about my welfare or the family's welfare. God had brought this child. It was about taking care and giving to this child. So we brought him into our home, and we adopted him at 2 years old. He's going to be 4 years old in a few weeks. He's like a wild young boy. he brings much joy into our lives, and at sometimes headaches, as all little boys can bring to their parents.
Yes.
But I think it was a great, greatest decision that we made, and we look forward to some great things from this child, and to see God just fulfill his calling in his life. But that had a really big impact. It's not about me. It's not even about my family. It's what we can do to help another individual. And in our case, it was to bring this child into our family.
You know, some people will have an experience and it be very profound and very emotional and not necessarily connected, even if it's almost 2 decades later, to an action that they're going to do that's going to impact their future, but something that happened way before that moved them so much. And you made that connection. You know, it does show us that in relation to your son, now he's going to be 4 years old, but his life and his future is far different from what it would have been if he was to just remain as that child convulsing in the crib with no one to embrace him, no one to care for him. And God, nearly two decades before, was already orchestrating something marvelously intricate by doing something in your heart and you not knowing years later what God had in store. But it does amaze us. It ought to amaze us how God is so purposeful and such a God of destiny. And I think just in hearing Kevin share that story, it's an encouragement to you, to me, that there is no fluke when it comes to God and His moving in and through our lives. He has a purpose and a destiny. Of course, this is a significant change, Kevin, in, of course, your personal life. It's impacted your family in a positive way. But there's been changes even in your professional life, and God has given you, you're a man of vision. When we come back from our break, Kevin, I'd like for you to share with us a little bit about the vision that God has given to you. Big vision for a big-hearted man with a big capacity given by God. No wonder he can trust you, because you do something about it. If God trusted you with something, would you do something about it? Put something in your hands? Would you make it grow? I believe you would. And God will help you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Kevin Asano.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our featured guest today, Kevin Asano. Kevin Asano is an author. He wrote his much sought after book. It's an autobiography. It's entitled Step Onto the Mat, A Journey to True Success. It's available in Christian bookstores, Showers of Blessing, Logos Bookstore, The Agape Shop. It's also available online at stepontothemat.org. That's stepontothemat.com. Stepontothemat.com. Now, before our break, we're talking about vision. And Kevin shared about how his new son, Jordan, has a connection 20 years, nearly 20 years before when he visited a Shriners Hospital and God had planted something in his heart. But God has given Kevin a grand vision that encompasses a lot. It also encompasses the fact that we're here together with you today. But Kevin, talk to us, share with us about this vision that the Lord has given to you for the future.
Well, I guess if you could boil it down to one sentence, it's helping people find their God-given calling in life and to pursue it with all of their hearts. Because I realize that everybody has a calling, and sometimes it's difficult to find out what that calling is. But if you can find it and you run with it, then that's when you can make the most impact with your life. So that's what I want to do for other people. And of course, it starts with my family. So one of the things I want to do with my family, a big area, and we homeschool, and the reason we've decided to homeschool is so that we could have the flexibility, the independence of taking our children on trips, extended trips, where their education is also travel is part of their education, mm-hmm. for them to have a bigger world view and to see other people and what they're going through and to impact other people here in our own community, in our state, nation, and also internationally. So mm-hmm. it's more of a ministry that becomes a family ministry where mm-hmm. we're impacting people. So that's a big thing that we have for our family. Of course, for our business, it's not only about growing my business or growing my name or my business partner's name or business, Del. His name is Del Fujinaka. But it's also mentoring the next generation. So we already have the next guys in line that we're working with because we want to perpetuate this. And we, as a financial services company, we feel that we can best help people in the finances because that's a big issue. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are struggling out there, or there's a huge wave of baby boomers that are coming that are becoming seniors now and wanting to provide a secure future for them as they go into their sunset years. So that's a big area of growing our business, but also preparing the next generation to continue our business on. And maybe if our children or our grandchildren want to be a part, then the business will be there for them. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly is really the part that has been part of my life the longest is the judo, realizing that God has given me the platform of judo. And now what do I do with this judo? I can't live off of the Olympics or living in the past. It's really now about the present and the future. And it's using my judo to impact as many people as I can. And so right now I'm a part of a judo club here in Hawaii, Leeward Judo Club in Pearl City. And we have about 140 members. And the whole thing is not only about building champions. Of course, that's good. Everybody wants to be a champion. But building men and women of character and mm-hmm. using judo as the vehicle. And so building up the club, and we have ideas of expanding to other communities to be able to share with them and just to see them. Maybe they'll come in through judo, but really our whole idea is to mentor them, say, from 5 years old as a little kid all the way up to 18. And we see them every week, and we're constantly mentoring them, not only physically, but also mentally and spiritually. So a real rounded approach to building up young people.
Now, when you say spiritually, what kind of spiritual guidance would you give them?
Well, as far as the judo club, it's not a Christian organization. So the first thing to do is to get them to the place to be aware that there's something more than themselves. The whole idea that there is a higher being, that there is a God, and that the God has a plan for their lives, mm-hmm. that he has a destiny and a calling for them. Mm-hmm. And so once they can be aware that there is a God, or at least be open to that there is God who wants to have an intimate relationship, I think that's the starting point. And that from there, that they can, if they choose to journey on to get to know this God, maybe to attend a church or to talk with somebody more about spiritual matters. But a lot of people just say, well, it's all about me. It's all about my mind power. It's about my physical ability, leaving out that spiritual side. And ultimately, I'd like to see them to bring them to Christ, to have a personal relationship with God, to know that they're called for something, not only here in this life, but for all of eternity.
Now, Kevin, you have your degree, graduated with honors there from San Jose State, and you got your degree in business, and you're in business now as a business owner, working with people and money, growing your business. But there was a part in your life where you were involved in something else before going into business. What was that?
Well, before going into business as a financial advisor, I was in the ministry working at a church as full-time as an assistant pastor. And I did that for about 8 years. And the whole idea on wanting to go into full-time ministry was, first of all, my wife and I thought that we were supposed to go to Japan as missionaries. We went there, we realized, or we felt that that wasn't the call, but that we should stay here in Hawaii. So we had the opportunity to come on staff at a church, and there 8 years. And the whole idea of wanting to go, because before that I was in business. Okay. And stepping out of business and going into the full-time church ministry, the whole idea was I wanted to devote my time to helping people. And I felt the area of the spiritual need would probably be the best that would suit me to be able to help people. So I was in ministry for 8 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, some people, they're in business, or they're in quote-unquote secular-type work, and they go to church, and they feel a leading to go into ministry, and sometimes that transition is taken. You've made a different transition. You've gone from ministry into business. How did you know that God was leading you to make that change? I mean, after all, life includes navigating change. So how did you do it?
Well, it was a very difficult process for me, because in my personality is, once I start something, I want to stick to it to the very end until I reach success, and then after that I go on and do my next thing. But for myself, being in ministry for 8 years, while it was fulfilling and I was able to reach people, it wasn't that I didn't feel like I was hitting a home run on that. It didn't feel like it was the right fit for me. Mm-hmm. And so I think at times it was a little frustrating. At times it was feeling like, is this really what I'm supposed to do? And after processing this through with a friend, I realized that this really wasn't my niche. See, my idea of saying that I want to help people was correct, and I still want to help people. But the thought was, if you really, really want to help people, then every good Christian needs to go into full-time ministry.
Hmm.
Working at a church or missions or whatever.
Not realizing that as a businessman, you are still in full-time ministry.
That is correct. And so I felt at that point, at coming to the end of the 8 years, I realized that maybe for that period of time, that's where I was supposed to be. But to become more laser, more focused on really what my call was to be, was for me to come out of the full-time public ministry and go full-time ministry in the business realm.
Mm.
And so now that I'm in the business realm, I'm able to use the skills that I've learned in college. Also the heart of reaching out to people, mm-hmm. and using that together to help people with their financial situations. And so one thing I did learn is the highest calling is not to become a pastor. The highest calling is what God has called you to be, mm-hmm. what God has gifted you to do. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that. And so now I feel like I'm a full-time minister as I work with people's finances, which would help them with their independence.
You know, that can be extremely liberating when someone realizes that, you know, to do what God has called you to do, what He's made you to do. I mean, that's why God is such a God of purpose in the way that He. So be relax, you know. I mean, sometimes we want to be someone else. We wish we had someone else's gifts, but not only relax, but rejoice in the fact that God has made you and me and Kevin Asano the unique people that we are, and that we should use our gifts for God's purpose. What about some lessons that you've learned? You're a business owner. You're a business partner. What about some lessons that you've learned in that capacity?
Well, one of the chief lessons that I've learned, I've learned through actually my journey to the Olympics. And as I've processed my journey to the Olympics, I've kind of boiled it down to 3 points that usually when I speak, I'll give them. Number one is everyone needs to find their God-given calling in life. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have that, if you don't have that navigation, if you don't know where you're going, you're just going to be wandering around. So one, I really realized that I need to know where God is calling me and what direction it is. And once finding that, I need to step out. I need to step out and do it, because at times God may give you a vision or a calling and you think that is so big. I don't think I can do that. I don't think I'm equipped. I don't have the experience, and I'm afraid of failing. But we have to step out mm-hmm. on that calling. And after we step out, I can assure you, and being in business and being older now, I realize that whenever you step out into God's calling, it's going to be difficult. Going to come against a lot of roadblocks, hardships. You anticipate that things are going to go one way, but they don't go the way that you want them to or had hoped or thought, and you have to take detours. You're going to stumble. You're going to fall. The whole idea of sticking it out, mm-hmm. persevering through to the end, and always being open that God may say to detour, to make a change. Mm-hmm. In my case, I had to make some career changes mm-hmm. or changing the way I do things, changing the different strategies. Mm. So really being fluid and keeping an open hand on everything. Before it was, if I get something, I want to hold on so tightly to it.
Yes.
Like when I was in the ministry, I thought, this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life, just hanging on so tightly. Mm. Then going into business and thinking, well, now that I have my business, I got to hang on real tight. But I've come to the place where I realize that I have to leave everything open. That if God says, Kevin, go back into the church as a full-time minister, I'm open to do that. If God says, give up the business, I'm open to that. If God says, continue with this business for the next 20, 30, 40 years, mm-hmm. I'm willing to do that. So it's really having an open hand, allowing God to direct me in where He wants me to go.
There seems to be a certain level of peace that exists in your being able to see that. Do you feel it?
I think over time, the peace, there's become more and more peace. Because, you know, as you go through things, and everyone knows the economic hardships that take place, and having a business, and the stresses in life with the family, with business, with personal areas. I think as we go along, we realize that we really have no control and there's no use worrying about it and how we need to give it over to the Lord. So I think that through time, over the years, not that I've arrived there by any means, but I'm learning to give everything up, to let God take over and to let Him be God. So yes, I could say that there's a sense of peace. And I'm believing that as I go on more in the years, there'll be an even greater peace that God is in control of everything.
You know, Kevin, you talked about the three things. You talked about find out, step out, and then stick it out. When we come back from our break, I'm wondering if you can answer something. You know, sometimes people wonder, well, how do I know? How do I know what I'm good at? How do I know what, you know, for some people, it's kind of natural. For other people, they're unsure. How did you find out whether it was judo, now it's business. How do you know? That would be really helpful if you could share. We'll just go a little bit deeper and then find out how it relates to what you and Del Fujinaka are doing now. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Kevin Asano.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Kevin Asano. Kevin Asano, the 1988 Olympic silver medalist in judo. Kevin Asano, the businessman. Kevin Asano, the author and motivational speaker. You can find out more about Kevin at steponto the mat.com. steponto the mat.com. You can get his book. His book is entitled just that, Step Onto the Mat, A Journey to True Success. Go ahead and check that out. steponto the mat.com. Before our break, we were talking, Kevin was sharing about finding out what God has uniquely gifted you with, to be, and then to step out, and then to stick it out in life. But Kevin, if someone were to say, how would I know? You know, for someone else, it seems like it's so easy. Or maybe someone else has received so much affirmation and opportunities to cultivate that gifting. How would someone know? How can we find out if we don't know?
I think the first thing to recognize is that for most people, it's not going to be an epiphany where one day they don't know, the next day they have all the answers as if an angel came and wrote down the instructions or the clear vision of what they're supposed to do, and they just follow that and everything works out well. Mm-hmm. For my life, it's been more of a process. It's been a long journey, and I can't say that I've actually found out everything that I'm supposed to do. over the time, I realized that, okay, well, this is what maybe God is telling me to do. So I'll go that way, and then it may not work out, and maybe I'll just take a detour. So it's over a time of process, and I believe that I would look at it like a funnel. Mm-hmm. You know, at the one end, it's very large, and there's a lot of space, and as you move on, it gets closer and closer and closer until it becomes very focused, and you realize what you're supposed to do in life. So I think for most people, that's how it is. You don't know, you're just kind of wondering. But there's some indicators that can kind of help you to realize what God has called you to do. I think one big one is, what are you good at? What are your talents? What are your skills? I mean, if you take it for me, it just so happened that my skill was judo. If you take it in that sense, I could not throw a ball, catch a ball, or hit a ball. So I knew it wasn't any of those other sports, but it was hand-to-hand wrestling with individuals. So I realized that right from off the bat that there was that skill that I had. Mm-hmm. The other is a real passion, a love for it.
Okay.
I mean, I would go to judo, and there'd be guys, we would all get beaten up, and I would come out of practice thinking, boy, wasn't that fun. I mean, I would be dead tired. I just put my head down. I can't move, just so tired. Just thinking, wow, what an incredible feeling. So there was a passion to do that. Yeah. Well, most people would say, what in the world am I doing? Of course, there were days that I felt like that.
Sure.
What in the world am I doing this for? But there was a passion to do that. And then the other is really, I think, where you bring in the Christian aspect of what is the purpose as far as who are my people group that I want to reach out to? What kind of people do I want to reach out to? Is it a location? Or is it a certain type of people? Is it I'll take it to me, maybe it's my judo, the judo community? Mm-hmm. Or right now, maybe it's I work with a lot of seniors, people in their 60s and 70-year-olds. So maybe is it that area or whatever it is. So where is there the tug on what type of people to reach out to? And I think if you put that together and you begin to walk it, then you're going to find more and more. If that's the way to go. And it basically, though, comes down to hearing God's voice. And I know we hear that all the time. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to pray. I know I'm supposed to listen. But many times we are just so busy doing so many things, saying, oh, I'm doing this for God, or I'm doing this because I got to take care of my family. But we never stop to pull back and just have time to reflect, just have time to wait and listen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it may take months or years, but just pulling back and hearing that small, still voice that God has and acting upon it. Because a lot of people say, well, I think this is it, but they never act on it. Act on it, move, and God will direct.
How about this other element about, you know, the passion, what you're good at, and then finding God's purpose in it? But how about this level of input from others? Now, we have to be careful with that too. I'm thinking about how parents would communicate to children. You can communicate destiny to a child and they will flourish. They will begin to flourish before they actually, things begin to materialize. They're already flourishing within their own spirit. They're within, internally, they're believing, their faith has risen, so they believe that they can do things that they might not even be capable of doing at this moment, but their faith level has risen to that point. Of course, the other side is you can demoralize a child and completely squelch a dream. But then I'm thinking, this is a little more humorous, but I think about American Idol. You know, when you hear someone sing, I mean, it just, that beautiful sound, it just grips you, right? And then you get the others that they showcase. You know, they kind of tag them on at the end of the show, and everybody laughs because I think what people laugh at is not just how flat some people can sound, but the fact that they really believe that it sounds, you know, exquisite. So How important is someone else's input, a coach, a teacher, a parent, in that process of finding out what it is? Because we're not just talking, obviously, Kev, right, about children and young people. We're talking about there are some people middle age or older that might have missed it for a large number of years, but still have a chance to touch some of that sweetness.
Right. I think that is very important. And that's part of the feedback as you step out into a certain area, or as you're thinking, well, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do, and you get feedback from someone. And what I found is very important is to have mentors, whether they're peer mentors or older people in your life, to be able to see into your life and to speak into your life. I'll give you an example. For the past 20 years after the Olympics, I've pretty much wanted to put judo on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I don't want to live in the past. I want to go on. And if there's some ministry opportunity, I think it's going to be more in the business area.
Okay.
But instead, I would have men that would come into my life, pastors or close friends or business mentors, and they say, Kevin, I see you in judo.
Hmm.
And I keep brushing them off. I mean, for the past 20 years, they've been saying that. I see that a big part of what you're supposed to do, your ministry, is judo. Finally, I would say last year was when I really embraced it. And I said, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to pour my energy outside of my business and family. I'm supposed to pour it into judo. But these were these men telling me along the way. So that's one aspect. And the other is the fruit will follow. Meaning that if this is what you're supposed to do, you're going to see good results.
That
it's going to be easy, but you're going to see results taking place. So, for example, I wasn't putting much effort into the judo club. The moment that I made that choice, that decision that I am going to put my efforts into judo, without any additional effort, it's like the judo club grew 25%.
Wow.
So there was something about realizing this is what I'm supposed to do, and the fruit began to come, even before I really started to put anything in. And then as I continued to put more effort and energy, that I saw more and more fruit, more excitement, people's lives being changed. So I think those would be, yes, two additional areas.
You know, sometimes we can spend our discussions in the ethereal world of ideas and theories and philosophies, but you've given us some real handles to grab hold of that we can apply, you know, right now. You know, we were going to talk about what you're doing now in terms of something that you and your business partner, Del Fujinaka, have done. You've started a nonprofit organization called Personal Transformation International. It coincides with your overall vision. When we come back from our break, I'd like for you, Kevin, to share a little bit with us. How did that come about? What was the genesis, the seed of the idea, and how did it germinate and begin to bear fruit? Then, what do you hope to do from this unique platform that God has given to you? You know, God gives us opportunities. God gives us platforms. He's given one to you too, right where you're at. You can use it just like Kevin. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Kevin Asano. Kevin, you know, before we went to our break, we talked about Personal Transformation International, something that you and Dell had started together. Tell us about that.
Well, that actually started, formally started, at least in our mind, where the name first came up was in the fall of 2006, we were down in, of all places, Argentina for a Christian conference. And as we were sitting in the bus, we were just throwing out ideas. Mm-hmm. And Dell came up with the name Personal Transformation International. I said, yeah, that's a really good name. But it's something that we had talked about from the time we met back in 2001. And mm-hmm. we just kept germinating until the idea came in 2006.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope to do?
Well, there's a myriad of different things that we'd like to do. Both Dell and I have different gifts and have different motivations on what we'd like to do. For me, a lot of it has to do with judo. Okay. Everything, as it seems, rotates around judo, family, and business. So it seems that my ministry expression is going to be through one of those three veins. And so what I do is I'll do speaking engagements. I have a speaking engagement coming up at an elementary school. We'll be speaking to the staff, faculty, the children. Also have a chance to speak to the parents of the children.
Wow. And you've done that quite a bit in conferences and, you know, high level leaders in business, more corporate settings, as well as schools, assemblies, sports teams. I mean, even with UH in their one of their groundbreaking games in that glorious season, their undefeated season, you gave one of the key talks to the team. You know, Kevin, we talk about moving forward. You know, sometimes we achieve a level of success, and not only do we celebrate, and we ought to celebrate, but then we camp. And we camp, and we camp. So much camping at that place that we end up living in the past, almost thinking that it was the best it will ever be. And that could even lead to depression. What would you say to someone in a parting shot who needs encouragement today to strive forward to the greater things ahead, the greater things that God has in store for them?
Well, we are always either progressing forward are moving backwards. And I believe that God has so much for us. If it were the end of our life at a certain point, then God would just have us die and take us home to heaven. But the reason that we're here is because God has more for us. And so we need to see that. And I look, it's so easy for me to look back and say, wow, going to the Olympics, how can I top that? Mm-hmm. And yes, I cannot top that. My body can no longer move the way it has moved, and I've slowed down every single, I feel myself slowing down more and more, but now there's other areas in my life that I realize that God has called me to, not with my body, but maybe through my brains or through the connections that I have or through maybe through speaking or writing, mm-hmm. but always realizing that we cannot remain in the past. Because God is going to require from us, and he's going to say, well, what have you done with your life? Well, God, when I was 25 years, I went to the Olympics. Well, what did you do with your next 50 years of your life? Well, I just enjoyed the laurels of when I was 25. And realizing that God is calling us, that he's going to bring to account all that we did with our lives, I think that's also a motivation to say, okay, God, while I'm here, I'm going to give it my best, and I'm going to keep pushing forward until the day that you take me home. Mm-hmm. So having a mm-hmm. long-term perspective in life.
Oh, that's good, Kevin. You know, someone might be thinking, hey, I'd like a friend of mine or a family member to hear this talk with Kevin Asano. This interview that we've had on the Good Life Hawaii radio show. Well, if that's your desire, you might have even caught a part of it and you want to hear more, the whole thing. And there was some good stuff even at the beginning too, you know. And this is a part of a series with Kevin Asano. So you can just go ahead and visit www.thegoodlifehawaii.org, thegoodlifehawaii.org, and you can access the program. But you can also use that as a means to connect with someone else that's interested in athletics at its highest point. You can relate with them that way. And, you know, the name Kevin Asano is very, very well known. And you can just mention Kevin's name, his Olympic success, and direct him to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And they can hear the show. They can hear the shows that Kevin has at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Or you can visit me on Facebook. I'd love to communicate with you that way as well. You know, in the next few weeks and days, you're going to hear more stories like this. So invite someone to listen in, and they'll be inspired. If you know a gripping story of God's loving grace that will help reach someone, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Let us know. Here's a scripture, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries or delays, wait for it will certainly come. It will not delay. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Kevin Asano. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.